7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
See if my sinuses hold up. Okay, let's get this going. It's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it is. All right, hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm also, you know, a foreman here in the cat factory. So I got to spend another day in the cat factory here. The truth of the matter is, the only reason I'm in the cat factory is because we got another deadly heat day. And so I can't do anything. I can't go outside. I can't function at all. I need to go to the store. I'm kind of in bad shape. But that's okay, because here we are, just doing that thing that we do. And I'd rather be out looking for golf balls today, but I can't. I'm a little bit sick, and I'm going to make myself sicker, because I got to go to the store, going to have to park in the parking lot, walk across the heart parking lot, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be a drag. So, yeah, I'm putting that off until later. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, one of the first things I need to do is I need to go over here into the kitty resources department. It's not like human resources, it's, you know, kitty resources. But it's kind of like human resources, but it's a thing. So let's go in here real quick. Yeah, hi, hello. Yes, I was wondering if you could help me. Yeah. What we need is more cats. Yeah, well, then hire some more. Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you. Have you tried advertising the position? Well, just putting ads in kitty newspapers isn't going to do it. You're going to have to use the World Wide Web. It's a cat thing now. Yeah, remember that thing you invented? To distribute cat pictures? World Wide Web? Yeah, has nothing to do with CERN. Yeah. You guys need to use that. Well, get on it, because I got other stuff to do. Just get to work. I'm out of here. Jeez, I swear to God. Nothing would ever get done around here. It's a shock. So anyway, when I'm not dealing with cats in cat factories, I'm often sitting around in my house. And what did we do last night, Pippa? Well, we had some fun. We were messing around with the simp stuff for a while. That was fun.
You like that?
Pippa is here with me in the cat factory. Helping me to supervise. And so I better check my notes. Do I have any notes? Oh yeah, Joe Bonamassa is going to be here in a couple days. And of course I can't afford to see it or anything. So why even talk about it? Oh, I don't know. But I remembered the other music related thing that you need to know. And that is this. International Play Music on the Porch Day for 2022 is August 27th. That's Saturday, August 27th. You need to be out on your porch playing some music with your musical instruments. So get some musical instruments and get out there. If you only have synth, I think that counts. So, you know, get your synth outside. Get your little amplifiers outside. Make some music. And I just remembered something else. Oh, God, I gotta take the trash out. Gotta remember to take the trash out tonight because it's trash night. Now, normally I don't even worry about it. Normally I don't even think about it because I don't generate a lot of trash. We have giant wheelie bin trash cans here. There's something like 96 gallon. Well, what is that? What does 96 gallon mean? That's about 400 liters. I'll call it 375 liters. Whatever. That's a big garbage can. It takes me a month or more to fill it up. The trash pickup is weekly. Alright, so I don't have to put my trash out maybe once every 5-6 weeks, right? And my recyclables, geez, that's only like once every 6 months, tops. So last week was one of those rare weeks when I had to take out my trash. I filled up the trash can as much as I could. I took it out to the curb, and it's trash only week last week, not trash and recyclables. Do I have any recyclables to recycle this week? I don't know. We'll find out. So I took the trash out, and I put it out there, and the trash guys came, and they picked up the trash. But being as it was kind of a hot day, and I wasn't paying attention, and the fact that they didn't pick up my trash until very late, like 6 or 7 o'clock at night, you know, I kind of wasn't paying attention. Until about 9 o'clock, where I looked out the window and I saw, oh, my trash can is still out there, I better go get it. So I go out to the curb, I get the trash can, and I notice that there's something down in the bottom of the trash can still. Something that I didn't put in there. It's blue. It's dark blue. Alright, well, I could kind of smell it. And it sort of smelled like maybe somebody who was walking their dog by my house. The dog had to use the doggy facilities, and then somebody picked up the dog excrement and threw it in my trash can. Okay, fine, I don't care. At least that's what I thought. I wheeled the trash can back into the garage, and in about, I don't know, when did I go back out into the garage? A day or two later, really, really hot summer days, I go out to my garage and think, oh, good Lord, what is that horrendous smell? And I can't figure out, well, it can't be the trash, because the smell wasn't this bad 2 days ago, and it was full of trash, and now there's no trash in it at all. Blah, blah, blah. I walk over to the trash can. I make the heinous mistake of opening the lid, letting out more smell, and I remembered, oh, yeah, there's that dog crap in the bottom, but it's sealed in a bag, but it still stinks to high hell somehow, and now my whole garage smells unbelievably bad. And so I wheeled the wheelie bin outside, put it out in front of my garage so that it wouldn't stink up my entire house. So the sole reason for me taking out the trash is just to get that crap out of there, literally. So later today I have to run around my house and find as much garbage as possible so I can make it efficient to throw out the garbage, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, my life is so stupid. And that's not the worst part of it. Oh no. Oh no, no, no. Oh God. Guess what else happened a couple days ago? Mr. Squirty Hose broke. Squirty hose, what am I gonna do? How am I gonna live without squirty hose? Squirty hose is my favorite thing in the kitchen. When I was a kid, I grew up in a house we didn't have a lot of luxuries. That's fine, didn't need luxuries. I had enough food. I had a place to sleep. But one thing that I did like about being at my grandparents' house is my grandma, she had this thing on her sink. And it was not the faucet, but it was next to the faucet, and you could grab it, and it was a hose. And then you could push this little lever, and water would squirt out. Oh my God, I love squirty hose. And I thought to myself as a child, oh, I will know I'm a success when I own three things. A car that has automatic windows. I push the button, the window goes down. Two, a refrigerator with the magic ice maker thing in it. Three, squirty hose. Well, when I moved into this house, I pretty much got all those things. And yeah, I've got a sink. It's got squirty hose on it. And I love squirty hose. I love squirty hose for washing dishes. I love squirty hose for filling up water vessels. I love squirty hose for a number of reasons. Greatest invention ever. Well, a couple of days ago, I was washing my rice cooker and I went to grab squirty hose and the lever broke off. One of the trunnions broke. And there's no way to get Mr. Lever back on Mr. Squirty Hose. Trust me, I spent 10 minutes staring at it. There's little cracked bits and there's... Can you still use Mr. Squirty Hose? Yeah, Squirty Hose still kind of works, but now you have to press down on this button that has... what's the word I'm looking for? What's the technical word for that? Don't remember, but there's this tiny little button. And if you press down on it really hard with your fingers, yeah, you can get it to open. You can get Mr. Squirty Hose to squirt water. But it's extremely painful to maintain for more than 10 seconds. It takes a lot of pressure to depress this button. hence the need for lever. Okay, sinuses, go to music.
Stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico. Sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Oh boy, is it just me? Or does that sound really good? Are we hungry for beef? Yeah, I know I'm hungry. All right, so what did we hear music-wise in there? Well, we heard some Div Kid. Two tracks from Div Kid. First, we had Arp Ascent, and then we had Space Trooper with some beef wedged in there. You know, for flavor. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I'm having some sinus problems that are really annoying the crap out of me. It's the weather. I don't know what happened. It got super, super humid overnight again. I think it rained. It must have rained because I woke up and all the windows were fogged over. Could not see out of my house until I got up into the kitchen and I was looking out one particular window and it looked like the deck was kind of wet. So, yeah, I blame the rain. Super fun. Super fun. And all I can think about is, oh God, I gotta go to the store. There's no getting around it. I've been avoiding it for a couple of days, which isn't smart because it means I'm not cooking, but I can't cook in this heat anyway, and so it's like, yeah. So I gotta go to the store. I need everything. I need waffles. I need maple syrup. I need pepperoni. I need graham crackers and everything else, and food to eat. I actually have some onions, but I need a bell pepper. What else do I need? You know, maybe I'll buy some more of those cookies. About a month ago, you might remember, I bought some cookies. I was in the bakery getting some bread. And Bakery Girl came out, like she often does. And she said, are you finding everything okay? You know, hold that bowl, right? So, I'm grabbing my bread. I grab the bread and I'm throwing it in the basket. And Bakery Girl comes out and she says, can I help you find anything today? Really? This is like every 8 days. Every second time I'm in the store, I run into her. And so, as usual, I had to ask her, yeah, you got me bread? And she thought that was funny. No, she didn't. She forced herself to laugh. And she says, yeah, we got bread. We also have cookies. We have these new cookies. And I was thinking, I don't want any damn cookies. Until she showed me the cookies, and they were chocolate chip cookies, and they have some kind of special brand name of chocolate in there that, but it's girl chocolate. It's not like, Belgian chocolate or anything. But these cookies still looked like they were pretty good. And I was like, are they pretty good? And well, then she runs behind the counter and grabs the sample cookies, and she hands me like 20% of a cookie, and I shove it in my mouth. I'm like, wow, these are pretty good. Maybe I will buy a box of these. I think there are a dozen. There's a dozen in there? Yeah. A dozen cookies, and they were good. They were really good. I ate one almost every night for 2 weeks. And that was a pretty good cookie, especially at about 3 o'clock in the morning when I'm sitting there going, what do I want to eat? I'm drinking my tea, and I'm like, I need a little snack before I go to bed. And yeah, that cookie was just about the right thing. So I might have to go back there and get some more cookies. That's an interesting idea. While I'm there buying everything else, I got to remember to buy everything else before I buy the cookies. Otherwise, I'm going to walk out of there with a box of cookies and not other stuff that I need to get. Anyway, got to think about that. Got to give that some consideration. Oh, in the meantime, should we go into the catnip room? The catnip room of this cat factory is right up here. Should we go in here and see what's going on? Yeah, okay. Now technically this is a break room, but, once they go on break, all they do is get in here and do a bunch of catnip and start going crazy. Yo, crazy cat! Oh, here they are! Oh, you guys are on break? Yeah! What kind of catnip you got? Oh, wow. Well, hydroponic? British Columbia? Nice! Yeah, who's a baked kitty? Are you a baked kitty? Yeah, okay. We just got a bunch of high cats running around in here. Oh my god, let's get out of here. That's why no work ever gets done around here. Oh, it's a bunch of stoned cats. In the break room, here at the Cat Factory. Whoa, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I don't know. Maybe you just need to listen to some Ramones.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Let's go.
Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
I do love me some rock and roll, especially from the Ramones. I bet Riff Randall would really appreciate that. Oh, Riff Randall, rock and roller. But the big question is she a kitty? Who likes the kitties in the kitty factory? Is it Riff Randall? Look at all these damn kitties. Hello, hello. Yes, we're in the cat factory. What do they make in the cat factory? They make those little balls, those little plastic hollow balls that have the little jingle bells inside them. Because we need a factory for those. All right. I have a feeling this is going to be a hell of a day. I just know that I have a lot of unpleasantness ahead of me today. I'm not looking forward to it, but the sooner I get this going, I guess the sooner it's all over. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do any work. I don't want to go to the store. I don't want to do anything. I just want to play with my synth. Because I've been working on this idea. And I gotta see if it'll work. I don't know. Anyway. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every single day. Live from the Cat Factory at 1930 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I gotta get out of here. I gotta go to the store whether I like it or not.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.